Hey, Emperor Craig here. My underlings seem to have staged some kind of walkout today. Either that or they're bouncing around the bastard Amber room again. Of course, the central computer here could tell me where they are, but I don't really care or know how to use it. Let's start the show!
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm very much real. Here's, if you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know about 3.5-ish plus sort of years ago. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my good buds, my good friends, why am I spending so much time trying to define what our relationship is?
I have no idea.
I'm joined by Usidor the Wizard.
I am
Spaghetti.
Usidor. And Chunt.
What? Usidor, what's... No, I do want to hear the whole... Oh, I want to hear the whole Bing Bong thing, too.
I barely got out even the first thing and yelled spaghetti.
You talked over my...
Yeah, that's the thing I do.
You talked over my Bing, so then my Bong was kind of under my breath, because if you can't hear the Bing, why bring the Bong?
Right. Oh.
Why bring the Bong if you can't hear the Bing? Does that make sense, Arnie?
Yeah.
What is this? I feel like you're so... You're having, like, a crisis or something.
Is this a three-quarter life crisis?
And why are
three-quarter life?
Why are you soaking fucking wet?
Why are you wetting it?
Look, there's a river under the ground. And also, I think something Chunt said a couple weeks ago is hitting me. There's a river under the river. There's a current. I'm really upset about some current events.
Oh, Arndog, buddy. We gotta streamline and simplify.
I keep going down the stairs to the river, staring in the river. I'm like obsessed with these current events. I can't look away. I feel like I'm not really doing anything about it, but if I keep hyper-focusing on these current events...
Take us to the river right now. Take us to the river.
Dip you in the water?
No.
You also have to keep in mind that by the time anyone hears this, events could be better.
It's true, the current, the tide could have changed. The
climate could be different.
Fingers crossed.
Why is everyone doing my voice?
What do you mean?
Chant, can I ask you a question?
Most certainly.
Is Graham Crest invited to your wedding?
I feel like Gurm is coming. I think Tussidor made Gurm a groomsmaid.
Is she being allowed to bring a guest? Has she responded? Is she bringing a guest?
Yes, she did. She had a plus one, and she said that she's bringing someone. But I'm not sure who. I don't think the invite said who.
Usidor, look, I know you fell in love with Gurm in an alternate reality, but that didn't really happen. She doesn't know that that happened.
Well, but I do. I know that it happened, and I can't help that my thoughts sometimes turn to her.
Well, then, Usidor, if you love her, you've got to take that alternate reality and make it a reality. And I mean that metaphorically, not literally, because I'm realizing now that I say that, that's something you might try to do.
Do you want me to go back and try to change the timeline?
No.
So that you end up without legs?
Not in that way, because, I got my legs ripped off, and Gurm died. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah.
And we burned down Otok's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of spitting.
All right, I won't do that then.
But what I'm saying is, if you feel like you got feelings for Gurm, let her know.
But what about sweet Genlevia? And sweet Gurm? Oh, I'm so torn.
Yeah,
is a wizard to do?
Why have hamburger when you got a rack of ribs at home?
What?
You know the old saying.
Who's what?
Why?
And what's better?
Why have hamburger when you have a rack of ribs at home?
Is that a saying?
Yes, of course. If you have a rack of ribs at home, why would you go out,
mm-hmm.
grind up meat,
yeah,
bring it back to your home, and then cook it in some fashion, either into a patty or perhaps into some other form. There are a lot of you can do a lot with hamburger.
Mm-hmm. Beef is a very versatile meat.
It's a great protein.
Do you ever notice how you call it a cow, but once it's meat, you call it beef? Isn't that weird?
It is a little weird.
You ever think about that?
You ever think about that?
What?
You ever think about that?
I don't.
Is that something you think about?
Are you guys fucking car fans?
No.
No, good. Certainly not.
But I do want to say everything my car fan said last week is true for the wedding.
About your nipple stuff?
Not the nasty boy stuff, but about the wedding stuff. So don't forget, everybody has to wear jeans and pink polos.
Some of the nasty boy stuff.
Well, some of the nasty boy.
Can I wear this jeans and pink polo, or do I need to get like a whole different?
Can I wear this jeans?
You should probably wear your dress jeans.
Uh-huh.
And your dress polo.
Do you have a drolo?
Yes. Do I have a drolo?
Or jeans?
I don't know.
I assume that your uniform has a dress version.
My uniform has a dress version?
Yes, this is your uniform, isn't it?
I'm not an action figure.
What do you mean?
Why do you keep posing
like
that?
My hands hurt.
Soldiers and adventurers all have uniforms.
Uh-huh.
So this is your uniform.
Oh.
You wear the same damn thing all the time. It must be a uniform.
What's the dress version of your weird bird shit covered robes?
How dare you speak to me in such a fashion?
Shots fired.
First of all, the dress version has more bird shit on it. And it's lined with gold.
Oh. On the inside?
That's right.
Can you see the gold?
No.
And when I dress up, I put pomade in my fur.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You do like kind of like a messy bedhead kind of thing? I bet that looks good.
Looks hip, looks cool, looks young.
So is it just the fur on the top of your badgy head, or is it like all over? Like, are you just like look like a mess?
Heading back. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then when I expose my tummy, it's still flat fur.
Yeah. Party in the back, business up front.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to wear a cute little bow tie?
I think so.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, I'll have a pink polo on with jeans, but then a cute little bow tie. Wow.
So will Tusidor also be wearing a pink polo with jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Everyone.
The groom should have something extra, though. A hat,
Well, he'll have a nest of bees.
That's true.
A nest of bees?
Yeah.
Like a bird's nest?
I guess a hive of bees.
Okay. I'm your best man. I'll support you in whatever way. Chun, are you okay? I mean, it's got to be stressful, your wedding coming up.
I'm fucking freaking out, man. I am losing it. I'm freaking out.
Really?
I itch. Like, I just feel, am I making the
right
choice?
It could be the pomade in your fur.
You
wash
that
out occasionally. Don't just keep applying more.
It hurts when I sit down.
Yeah.
Some of my fur broke off. I don't know. It's weird to be like, oh, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person. And like, Arnie, you must know. Like, you're married.
Yeah.
What is that? How did you combat those tummy butterflies?
You know, you just accept that it's all right, that it's natural to be a little bit nervous. Okay. And then you focus on the things that are exciting.
Okay. Yes. What are you excited about right now?
I'm excited for the actual ceremony. I'm excited to be surrounded by people I love and who love me. I'm excited that you're both a part of my biggest day, you know, and I'm excited to explore, you know, what it means to be married, and for you two to get to know Tusidor even better. I'm hoping there's some sort of night where you all get to know
him. Yeah, we'll do like a boys' night or something with Tusidor. We'll get to know him. And yeah, I am so excited for you and your future and the happiness and all the things that lie ahead of you. And it's totally natural for you to be a little bit nervous. And that doesn't, you know, but it's going to be great. But also know that if you think it's a bad idea, that also that's okay too. Like,
no,
it's not something you can't. Yeah, but I'm not saying this is true.
You're shaking me, Arnie. You're shaking me.
I'm not saying this
Arnie,
is true.
Put me down. You're shaking
I'm
me.
Just saying that if
you're hurting me.
If you think this is wrong,
you're breaking
that
off my
you
fur.
Can't. But that's an option
put
too.
Me down,
there's a lot. I can't put you down. There's so much pomade in your fur. I'm sorry. I can't put you down.
Last Wednesday, when you didn't see Tusidor, he and I switched brains. And I lived in his body for a day, and he lived in my body for a day. And we learned a lot of lessons. And I think we're a lot closer now, and I'm going to kind of get off his case, you know, and I think he's going to realize that I work pretty hard at my job, but it's because I love him.
That's great. He always, before we go to bed, he's always like, I wish Tusidor would get off my case.
Hmm. And that's why you were skateboarding so much last week.
That's why I was skateboarding so much last week. Yes, on Wednesday, correct? It was a weird Wednesday.
Oh, but guys, I am very excited. Our guest, we haven't seen him in a while. I think he's kind of come by to help us with some of the weird magical items that we found around the tavern.
Oh, like that weird axe?
Yeah, we gave that weird axe to Activia.
Did we?
Are we somebody?
I wanted that weird axe.
I know. I like that weird axe. It was so weird.
So weird.
So weird, man. Remember how weird that axe
Remember
was?
How weird that axe was?
Oh, fuck. And so it's so weird, and yet it's hard to describe how.
Yeah, like I couldn't verbalize.
Like, I
weird.
Wish I could really... You just have to see it.
You'd have to
but
see
if
it
you
to
did,
believe it.
Oh my god, you'd laugh for.
Yeah.
Well, you guys really just like repeating the same words over and over again, huh?
It's got us this far.
Hey, Trash.
Hey! Hey, guys, it's so great to see you.
It's good to see you too.
When you said that you were gonna go off and fight the Dark Lord,
mm-hmm.
I thought these are dead men that I'm looking at. And yet here you are.
Here we are. Here
which has gotta mean that the Dark Lord is defeated. Which is fantastic.
Well, no.
Not exactly. For you see, we were captured and held prisoner here in Hog's Face for a while. And then we planned to murder the Dark Lord at his birthday party. And then right before we murdered him, we struck a deal with him to help defeat the Void. Secretly are still planning to overthrow him.
Nice.
How
and
you
I've been going downstairs.
That's how you summarize what's happened so far.
Oh, I was not paying attention, but I'll go back and I'll
listen. All right, fine.
Well, it's great. It's great that you made it. I mean, also, frankly, I'm a little relieved to hear that, you know, you made a compromise with the Dark Lord and that, you know, you're not in open rebellion against him because I kind of did a similar thing.
Oh, say, huh?
Well, you know, remember how I wanted to avenge my dragon master who got struck down by the Dark Lord?
Yeah, you had a dragon god.
Yeah, and he was slain by the Dark Lord, and to the great shame of all kobolds everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were left with this business, right? Trying to sell off all the stuff that we had, and you guys gave me that great idea to sell off those mystery crates.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Get a little bit of a loot box.
Don't know what's going to be inside.
Yeah,
you know, plenty of foonish brands sort of coming together and all the garbage that he had strewn around the cave. And we boxed him up and we needed a place to store it. And it turns out that the Dark Lord has a bunch of warehouses.
Oh, no. And there's a full moon next week.
Oh, I think he means W-A-R-E, not W-E-R-E.
No, I meant the first one, but that's where he keeps a lot of stuff as well.
Oh.
So on the full moon, what do those houses turn into?
Warehouses.
No, they're people, but in the full moon, they turn into, you know, big warehouses.
Oh.
Hold up. Warehouses aren't houses that turn into warehouses?
No, though. They're people that turn into warehouses.
How do you kill a warehouse?
Silver crates.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Silver water damage to the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I cut a deal to store some things in some of his warehouses, and you know we're kind of, it's not cahoots, but it also ain't pure, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I understand. I would go as far to say that we have not made a compromise so much as we have come to an understanding that he shall not move against us and we shall not move against him until our mutual enemy is destroyed.
Yeah. An understanding. That's good stuff. I've been trying to figure out a way to explain it to my significant other.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What do we got going on? What are we working with?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I've been seeing, you know, and it's a pretty regular thing, but I don't know if it's going anywhere.
Yeah.
A conspiracy of birds and wind and rain and the very earth beneath our boots. We met at a singles yoga.
A soda.
Are you,
Is that your mom? Is this nasty boy getting with your mom or dad?
Can you say that again? Who you say?
It's a conspiracy of birds and wind and rain and fire and the very earth beneath our feet that makes the mountains high, that will summon forth a champion that will defeat the great evil that has come to food.
That's your parents.
Yeah, that's my. Those are my parents.
Oh, that sucks.
That's weird.
Good for them, though.
I knew it might be a little delicate having a wizard here. And
No, it's fine. So you're seeing my parents.
Yeah, the forces that brought you into this world, Usador, are a total Cabo Waffilf.
I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me? They're just a Cabo Waffilf.
A Cabo Waffilf?
A conspiracy of birds and wind and fire, I'd like to...
Oh, I thought you were talking about that tequila company started by that band. I mean, you're always talking about that tequila company started by that band.
Oh, yeah, I cannot stop talking about that tequila company started by that band that sounds a lot like Kebab Waffilf.
And I'm assuming that you added ILF to the end of that?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like the fuck.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well.
Ooh, that's a stinger. Got to rip off that Band-Aid.
It's fine. It's all fine.
You sure? You're being weird. You're blinking a ton. You're blinking a ton.
I just don't want it to be uncomfortable. I'm not trying to be your dad.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think
he's gonna be your dad.
I just think
trash dad. Trash daddy.
I would say this. Obviously, you aren't my parent. I've been alive for 300 years. This conspiracy, I want the conspiracy of birds and rain and fire and wind to be happy.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Good. I mean, things have been going great. And they talk about you all the time.
Oh, really?
Always going on about how there's a great champion who's going to rise up and defeat the Dark Lord.
Yes, that's very true.
Always going on about the fact that you're a champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas.
Yes.
You've got that picture pinned up on, well, I mean, they don't really... exist in a space, but they do have that picture flapping about in the wind and the fire and the rain. And
nice.
Can I ask you something, Isidore? We haven't really talked about your parents before. How do the fire and the rain get along? Like, that seems like it would be a contentious relationship. Because I can understand how the birds and the wind get along, you know. But the fire and the rain is where I'm just hung up.
And the fire and the birds.
The fire and the birds. Yeah, I guess fire and the birds, too.
It's all part of the natural process.
Love is love.
Exactly. Trash has said it exactly correctly. These differing elements, though they seem to be in conflict with one another, they are all part of a greater cycle that cannot be avoided, just as I am, a very force of nature, brought into Foon to become this champion. I like the wind itself. I like the fire. I like the wind. I'm here to serve my purpose upon this world and make sure that everything is in balance once again.
Yeah, that passion, that runs in the family, let me tell you.
Okay, all right. Now, see, this is what I didn't want to talk about.
What?
You're right. Let's keep it above board. He's your new trash dad. You're his garbage pail kid.
You're being a nasty boy, and I don't like it.
Trash, we're so excited to see you because... there's all these magic items that we've been finding around the tavern, trying to unlock the mysteries of the tavern, and you're an expert on magic items. Maybe you could
help
us figure out what some of this stuff is.
Yeah, anything for you.
Oh, well, don't feel like you have to make any special...
Of course.
Okay.
Let's see some of these items that you've got.
Oh, yeah.
You've been out questing, leveling up, getting ready to sort of confront. Because you're not just fighting the Dark Lord now, you're fighting the Void, right?
Yeah.
That's tough stuff.
Yeah, it seems like it would be. Yeah, we've mostly been here in the tavern, although we spent some time in another tavern in another part of town. But we found a lot of magic stuff here, like behind Pinkins.
These guys are part of the Fellowship they're going to fight the Dark Lord with?
Well, yes, of course.
Okay.
Two of the most important. Our aunt comes from a faraway world.
Chunt.
Yeah.
Chunt.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Usador's dad doesn't like us.
Yeah, he's got a real furrowed brow.
He doesn't think we're good enough for Usador.
Yeah, fuck this dude. We're nasty boys.
So let's see these items. You found them around the tavern. Must be like a potion.
All right, calm down. We'll show you the fucking items.
Yeah.
Here, I found a liquid javelin.
A liquid javelin.
That's what I said.
Okay. Let's take a look at this. Okay, this is Megasian, probably from the 70s.
The 70s? Like the year 70?
Yeah, the year 70.
Wow, that's a long time ago. How old is Foon?
That would be about 45,000 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you only get these colors coming from the 70s.
I feel like, I know it's been 4,000 some years, I feel like that look, it's coming back. What about this orb?
Oh, now this could be interesting.
All right.
Anything could be interesting if you get to know it.
Yeah.
Arnie and I could be interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me, Arnie.
We could be good kids.
You're not from Foon, right? Correct?
No, I'm from another world. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago, etc.
Okay, but you're a Foonish citizen, right?
Yes.
So you took the test.
Yes, I did. I think I passed, as I remember.
Then you obviously know about Ligma.
Mm-hmm.
This would be from the Ligma.
It was multiple choice, the test, but yep.
Well,
Ligma?
I mean, that would have been a really necessary part of that test if you were to be a
look, I'm as surprised as you that I passed.
Well, these orbs would be from Ligma. They're actually quite a powerful magical artifact.
Oh. Ligma orbs?
Yeah, or Ligma balls.
Oh, well.
So you're telling us to lick your balls?
I'm sorry?
I see what you're fucking doing here.
Wow, whoa.
We're Usador's best friends, okay? Wow.
Why are you speaking to him that way?
I'm just saying, like, I thought he's...
Your collar popped up. Might want to flatten that down, get some more pomade in there.
This is my conspiracy's gentleman friend, and I won't have him spoken to in such a way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Well, anyway, if you pop one of these orbs in your mouth, it can prevent any damage from a major magical attack.
Ooh.
Now, a minor one... That can still kill you.
Oh.
Yeah. It has to be a major magical
Major
attack.
Magical
it has
attack.
To be an MMA. A minor threat won't do it.
Yep.
What if it's a magical attack from a minor?
Well, that'll get you in trouble, for sure. I would just stay away from minors, especially with Ligma balls.
Yeah, here's a set of bracers that I found. I cast Detect Magic on them, and they are magical, but I wasn't able to determine what their purpose is.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that. These... are cursed.
I'm so glad I didn't put them on.
Yeah, this could be disastrous. These, if you put them on, they are known as ballistic bracers. One of these, they're encoded with a secret code phrase that only the person who created them knows. But should you, a hapless adventurer, place them on, you'll find them tightly bound to your arms. And if you should utter the code phrase... your arms will be ripped from your body.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Just so we know to avoid it, what's the code phrase?
I don't know. I mean, this is the first time I've seen them. I would, need to run some tests. You know, normally we'd have a whole team of other kobolds. I could do the test for you, but I've only got two arms.
Is there like a reset button?
A reset button?
You just reset it and put in a new password.
Back to factory defaults.
Yeah.
Reset it and forget it.
I mean, usually if you turn it off and then turn it on again, you can fix most problems. Or you just Google it.
What?
Oh, I also, I don't know if this is anything, but I found this apple. I tripped over it.
Okay, well, you see, it's glowing, so that'll be a sign right away that something's up with it.
Huh.
Let me take a little sniff here.
It could just be a glowing apple.
It's not a sniff. That's
sniff with your tongue.
Yeah. I'm a little lizard person.
I guess that checks out.
And this thing is definitely magic. This is known as a core apple.
I didn't like seeing my conspiracy's gentleman friend doing that thing with his tongue.
Yeah, that's gotta be awkward.
How does he taste things?
I don't know.
You said this is a core apple.
Sorry,
core apple. Yes, a core apple. Anyone who bites into this apple or eats this apple will be magically bound to it.
Core apple.
Then, when you discard it, the first thing it touches, it will suck you to its center.
Ooh, oh. Once you added center.
It's not as gross as, yeah.
was like, oh, this now is, my, I can this is see my apple.
It's, they make peaches that do that.
Wait, so if I eat this apple, and then I throw the core away and say it hits a horse, then I'm inside
you're
of the horse?
You're in the horse, yeah.
Oh, that could be neat. Have you ever wanted to be inside of a horse?
No.
I think it could be very educational.
So you got to trick someone into eating an apple.
Yep.
But then also be close by enough to pick it up. Do you have to wrest the apple out of their hand?
Usually you don't have to trick people into eating an apple. It's a food thing that people normally eat. You have to trick someone into eating like a cup or a saucer. People just eat apples, right?
Yeah, that's true. Wait, you're going to trick people into eating a cup?
You said...
You get someone to eat a cup, I think that'll probably kill most people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to trick someone into eating an apple. You have to trick someone into eating a parakeet.
So you're saying that if we just trick someone into eating a cup, that's as good as this apple. We gotta stock up on cups.
Oh, what if I eat the apple and then I throw the core at a party? Am I then just at the party?
You'd be the center of attention.
Oh. See, there is a positive use for this item. There is a positive use.
But you have to be careful. Make sure you don't hit like a party guest.
Ah,
yes. That's gonna get messy.
Yeah, you'd have to somehow hit the party.
The concept of party.
Yeah.
Difficult.
If I went to a play and threw it on the performing platform.
Oh, yeah, you'd take center stage right away.
Ooh.
What else could we throw?
What if I'm in the dugout?
let's get in.
And I don't, like, I've been there all season, and I'm just like, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I could be. And then I throw it in the field.
You play a lot of sports.
What if I throw it into a cake? I throw it at someone else's cake. But I've destroyed that cake. Do I owe them a cake?
Well, that, I think, depends entirely on what kind of person a conspiracy of birds and wind and air and fire and rain raised.
Oof. Way to get judgy on that. I'm just trying to figure out the legalities of this.
You know what, guys? I think we should just pass on this apple.
I mean, I'll take it. It's a very rare, powerful object. I'm sure
then
somebody
want
would
it.
Want it.
Then I want it. Never mind. I don't know. Remember last time Trash gave us that bowl that we thought was dumb, and then we accidentally killed Blemish with it.
We didn't kill anyone.
No, I'm sorry. Fancy Blemish is over there licking his whole body.
I mean, I sold you guys that bowl hoping that you'd kill someone with it. If you did, that's great.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we did.
What was useful was that bone tree.
Oh,
were
yeah?
you planted that bone seed?
I thought so.
Did you get a monkey skull?
Yeah.
What'd you do with the monkey skull?
Been drinking out of it.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, what else do we have around here then? Let's put this apple behind us and think of it no more, for we shall not be defeated by a simple plant ovary.
What? Oh, wow! Look at this! You guys got a butt for.
What's a butt for?
It's for pooping.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yep.
Tell me more.
All you have to do is hold this sort of large, unwieldy-looking object, and it'll keep you regular.
Ani, you could use that.
Yeah, I don't believe in that much magic.
What about, I found some weapons here. Are any of these look special to you, or are they just random, bits of,
Well, let's see. Oh, guys. I'm sorry. This collection of weapons that you've given me, it's part of a set.
Oh.
If you line this up with this here and this here, and it looks like there's a piece missing, but this is a...
Oh, no.
This is a Voltron set.
What does that mean?
Well, if you had all of the pieces, you could put these together and make a undefeatable warrior.
Oh, no. Is it missing a weird axe?
Eh, probably. This axe-shaped hole.
See, I didn't realize that was an axe-shaped hole because it's such a weird axe.
A Voltron set at auction could sell for upwards of 120,000 gold pieces.
Really?
Without the complete set, though.
Well, but we should probably hang on to them. If we have an undefeatable warrior, we just need to find that weird axe and get it back.
We could ask Activia nicely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she seems real reasonable.
We could steal it from her.
We could ask.
Steal it from her.
If she says no, we can steal it, but we could try asking first.
We could sneak into her encampment later tonight.
Here's what we do. I eat this apple, pick up the core,
see the axe. I throw the core at the axe. I'm the axe now. You call me Axe Man. I walk around. I chop him up.
The Axe Man cometh.
Yeah. This is a flawless plan.
Worth a try.
What about this? I found this frozen rose.
Okay. Clearly something like this would probably come from like the Gartax region.
Mm-hmm.
They like to wear larger pants there, as we all know. So they'd probably have something like this to cool themselves down with all that fabric.
Is Gartax near Gratax?
Yeah.
It's a very small province just south of Gratax.
Just, it's in there. It's in there. Yeah. They got very uncreative with the names.
And they're like, yeah, I'm from Gratax. You're like, no, you're not. You're from Gartax.
Didn't you say there's two Portlands?
I think so. Yeah, one's in Maine. I don't know where the other one is. Oh, so Trash, I don't mean to change the subject, but while we have you here, there's a river underneath the tavern, and I realize that if you put earth stuff in it, it starts to glow, and the more earth stuff I put in it, the more it glows. But I don't have that much earth stuff anymore. You know how to get
stuff. This guy talks about earth stuff a lot.
Oh, yeah. He references it, but he never goes into too much detail.
Just enough to tease you.
Enough to
Guys, stop. I want to talk about earth stuff.
I'd love to get my hands on some earth stuff for you. I actually came by because I wanted to drop off some of the mystery boxes that you guys purchased from me.
We owe you
about 1,000, right?
Oh, my God. That's a lot of boxes. Yeah. We really went crazy on buying some of those.
You never know what you're going to get.
Let's just see what we've got here. Shoot. Shoot.
What's wrong?
These are the wrong boxes.
Oh.
What's the boxes? What's in the box?
Last time the warehouse transformed, I must have just picked up the wrong box. This is a bunch of the Dark Lord's garbage.
Oh, we should go through the Dark Lord's garbage and find out, like,
some intel.
Yeah.
Like what he's been eating or what he's been reading.
What his social security number is.
What do we, what would it take for us to go through the boxes that you do have?
You really keen on going through these boxes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it together, sport.
Oh,
they're bonding.
Yeah.
They're throwing the box back and forth. Arnie, look at them. They're tossing the box. Do you have that on Earth? On Foon, the closest thing you can do with your dad is to toss the box.
Yeah, I don't have much hand-eye coordination, so I don't know.
And toss the box is also what you do in the privacy of your own home with another person.
Oh, sure.
So it's right. Taken two ways.
Different things mean different
things.
Toss
the box. Hey, toss the box.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm also just 2 feet tall, and this was quite a big box. But look at all the stuff that spilled out. It's weird.
Wait. This looks like Earth stuff. This looks like our Earth stuff.
Do you think the Dark Lord has been storing Earth stuff in the warehouses that I store my mystery boxes in? That seems awfully convenient.
Oh, look at, here's the shirt someone sent me. The shirt that says Brant. Remember that?
Yeah. And here's a couple Industrial Light and Magic hats that someone sent us from Industrial Light and Magic.
Ooh, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile whistles. Oh, remember these?
A Smash Mouth CD. Someone sent us that.
Oh.
Guys, remember a bunch of listeners sent us a bunch of stuff and got it shoved through the portal? And after the Dark Lord attacked, we didn't know what happened to most of that stuff. Has the Dark Lord been collecting all our mail?
I don't know what kind of weird pervert stuff he does.
I think that's a federal offense.
Oh, here's the 2 chocolate edible anuses.
Wait, I swear we ate all of those.
Then what are these? Oh, these are inedible anuses. There's some real trash in here, too. Oh, here's that rubber cock and balls.
Oh, yeah, the rubber cock and balls.
And someone sent you guys that?
Somebody sent us a rubber cock and balls, and somebody sent us a bag of bouncy balls.
Well, these are all wonderful to see again. But, Arnie, perhaps now we have enough earth items to put into the river to make it glow or whatever.
Trash.
Yes?
Can we have all of your boxes of earth stuff, which technically belong to us anyway?
Well, I mean, I promised to give you guys with 1,000 mystery crates for the 10,000 gold that you gave me, so I don't see why not.
All right.
Wonderful. And you've already brought them all here with you?
Yeah. I mean, I brought them to deliver. I didn't know. I thought I would be taking over some crates full of magical items for you guys.
Trash, Usador, Chunt,
Arnie.
Grab boxes. Me, Arnie, the host of this podcast. Let's grab some boxes. Follow me to the basement, down the stairs, to the river underground. Down and down and down we'll go until the river starts to glow. We'll throw this earth stuff in.
Let's grab this garbage.
Let's head down.
All right. It's not garbage. Beep, our listeners said, like, guys.
Well, I mean, the hats are nice.
I think your listeners are going to be very happy to hear that you threw all of the stuff that they worked so hard to send you into a river.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hey, listeners, just know that we appreciate all of the stuff that you sent us and got stolen away by the Dark Lord. And it's going to serve a better purpose, I think.
At the bottom of a goddamn river.
It's going to make this river glow.
Is it common to just throw garbage into rivers on Earth?
Again, it's not garbage, trash.
All right. I'm going to put my body in the river.
Why do you say it like that?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Weirdo.
Really,
I'm going to put my body in the weirdo.
Look, I'm proud of
covered
himself,
with water.
Look, I am earth stuff, and so I'm just going to get this process started. Look, as I descend into the water, the more I descend, the more the water glows a little bit.
Why was your catchphrase never "I am earth stuff"?
Shit,
this fucking banging.
Yeah, I am earth stuff.
Yeah,
I take it back. There is some garbage in there.
All right.
Well, here's some candy bars from a deli in Ann Arbor from Zingerman's. Some Snickers.
Buy weird Japanese food.
Here you are, family tartan.
Here's a mug I got that says it's good to be king.
Oh, my bird card. My Magic the Gathering bird card. Oh.
And here's that Sudoku book that I never even tried to solve.
Somebody sent us the Reynolds pamphlet.
I'll toss in this rubber dick.
And the balls.
Hell yeah, and the balls.
Arnie, do we have to get rid of this welcome mat that says Ding Dune?
Look, it'll always be waiting for us at the bottom of this river.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a crocheted chunt doll with two buttholes. There's a lot of work went into this.
I know, but when you give somebody a gift, don't you hope it ends up at the bottom of a river? Yeah. Isn't that the ultimate?
Yeah. Here's this curse awareness buttons with buttholes.
Here's your Ike questing for the Luna Sword shirt.
Yeah, a backpack that looks like a badger. I'm realizing a lot of the gifts we got were chunt related.
It's an award for butthole based podcasting.
Oh, yeah, from Jared something.
Oh, it's the Jared K. Anderson Choice Award 2016 for Best Transdimensional Tavern Based Podcast.
I was really proud when we got that award, and I have to say, if I'm being honest, I'm disappointed that we didn't win it in 2017 or 2018.
Hey, yeah. Fuck Jared.
Yeah, but you know what? Cereal's really good and deserved it.
Arnie, the water is glowing more and more.
Yes, I think it's working.
Yeah, listen to that river glow.
I'm going to pour in these Dan Smith business cards.
Here's a couple of maps. Someone burned us a DVD of a short film that they made that I'm sure was good. Some owl pellets.
A weird potion. Somebody sent us this, like, an energy drink.
I thought that was cologne.
I thought so, too.
They smell extremely expired.
Oh, here's a knit Usador and a knit Spintax.
Goodbye, Doctor Who mug.
Oh, here are the pieces of my I'm a Dad, That's My Superpower mug that I had to break after that episode where someone put a mermaid dick in it, I think.
Sounds right. Sounds like that would happen. Here's the scarf somebody knitted for us.
Oh, here's the back scratcher that was supposed to be a better arm for Chun.
I think what I love most about this process is how much you guys sound like you really appreciate all the stuff that you got.
Well, we do.
It's clearly been a very present part of your life.
Look at these toy dragons. Remember how sweet these were?
Oh, yeah. Those are dinosaurs, which are boring dragons.
Oh, right.
I think it's a Serenity reference that I wasn't getting at the time.
Well, they're still very adorable. Goodbye, toy dinosaurs.
Here's the congratulations card someone sent to Trachea Aurelia Belleroth that we never got around to passing on to her. Oh, damn, yeah. Here's the New York Observer shirts and a copy of the magazine.
And the rest of it.
Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff. Let's just start
dump.
I don't think I really appreciated all these things as much as I could have. Trash has a point. So many people are so kind and so thoughtful and lovely to send us these things. And now, Now the things you have given us have unlocked this secret glowing river. Now, with the power of earth magic behind us, we shall find Swamps McGee and... Wait, what's the next bit?
Wait a second. I think we need one more thing. In this box, there's a giant Harry Potter candy set that someone sent us, and I don't think we ever mentioned it on the show, and I think they might have got real pissed off about it and posted it on Reddit, but you know what? I'm gonna throw this one in, too. What's that noise? There's a pedestal on the other side of the river. And there's a chair. And it just says below it, Swamps McGee.
Go sit in it.
Go sit in that chair.
You look like you're so good at sitting.
Okay. Nothing.
Try adjusting.
Yes, worm.
Move my butt around on it a little bit.
Maybe try screaming, I am Earth stuff.
I am Earth stuff.
I guess we need to get that big turtle guy down here.
Oh, yeah. Guys, we accomplished a lot, though. I think we can get to the Swamps McGee part, like, we still got, like, a month or two.
Hey, can I be honest about something, honey?
Yeah.
That Harry Potter candy that someone sent? There was a box of beans that said there was every flavor.
Yeah.
And I ate a couple. It wasn't every flavor.
It wasn't every
several
flavor?
Several repeats.
It didn't say there wouldn't be repeats.
I just got
it
really
said
upset.
There'd be every flavor.
I got upset because there was not every flavor. There was 15 at best.
15 flavors?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that cost a lot of money. But from what I ate, it was not every flavor.
Well, Trash, it's good to see you, and I hope that you and I can spend some more time together, perhaps. And, you know, I want to... let you know that there's room for you in my life, and that you are important to the conspiracy, so you're important to me.
Wow, Usador's on fire still, and as he's crying, the water is hitting the fire. Now I see how fire and rain works together.
Yeah. He's covered in bird shit. He's passing wind.
I know it. I'm not exactly the sort of figure that you grew up with in your life. I'm just glad that you could find room for a 2-foot-tall sentient vermin man. Squeak!
Ooh.
That was a hug.
Oh, I thought it was like a cloaca or
there's
something.
There's a lot of bird shit.
Yeah.
And it's cloaca.
Oh.
I see. Isor, I think... You say cloaca.
Isor, I think it's time to admit that, your parents are fucking trash.
Whoa, seeing a lot of very interesting readings here after all the Earth stuff shenanigans. My royal intern doesn't seem to be... Well, I'm sure the situation will keep until he can interpret this. Not that I, Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Trash the Kobold was played by special guest James D'Amato. James hosts One Shot and Campaign on the One Shot Podcast Network. One Shot just finished up a 6-episode campaign with guest Patrick Rothfuss. Yes. Also check out James's new book, The Ultimate RPG Character Backstory Guide, which is full of prompts and activities to enhance your role-playing experience. Buy it wherever books are sold. And speaking of plugs, I guess Robot Arnie has one? Weirdly? He looks excited. I'm just gonna... Yeah, go ahead. Take it away, buddy.
Hey, this is Space Bunker Arnie, and FYI, I am not a robot.
Robot.
Just a reminder about that. I'm just poking my head in to let you know that the Jackbox Party Pack 5 is now available on most cool gaming digital platforms. If you're not familiar with Jackbox Games, it's a video game company where I have worked for years and years, or at least that's the cover story. And we make really fun party game video games that you can play with your friends using your phone or laptop as a controller. And so many Magic Tavern people have contributed to making Party Pack 5 maybe our best pack yet. Ryan DeGiorgi and I, he's the voice of Craig. Don't let him tell you otherwise.
What'd you say?
Ryan DeGiorgi and I went slowly insane this summer bringing back You Don't Know Jack, the classic pop culture party game, and adding a bunch of new surprises and twists. Brooke Bright, the voice of Flower, wrote for all five of the games in the pack. Tom Gottlieb, the voice of Bungaree Chubbins, wrote for the games and hosts You Don't Know Jack as his classic character Cookie Masterson. And Tim Sniffen wrote for all of the games, hosts one of the games as a talking cat, and, as if that wasn't enough already, animated the number segues in the You Don't Know Jack game. That's too many things for one person to be good at. Wait, who's Tim Sniffen? Is he someone in Foon? Yeah, it's a mystery. And a whole bunch more people, Andy Poland, Allard Laban, Brian Chard, and a bunch of great people who wisely have had nothing to do with Magic Tavern ever. Jackbox Party Pack 5 has the trivia goodness of You Don't Know Jack, a rapping robot game that uses text-to-speech, a drawing game where you pitch weird inventions, a weird fling-em action game, and a funny hypothetical questions game hosted by a talking cat who is snarky enough to devastate any one of us with a turn of phrase. Look, I don't talk about it much because I'm in space.
Space.
But I'd love it if you'd pick up the Jackbox Party Pack 5 if that's something you're into and you have one of the platforms that plays it. Anyway, just throwing it out there, might be a fun thing to do with your family over the holidays. Jackbox Party Pack 5, check it out. Oh, and also vote.
Vote.
I probably should have said that first because it's much more important. Go out and vote. Sorry I put that way at the end of a long rambling about the Jackbox Party Pack 5. If you get this in time, definitely vote. It's always important to vote. Gotta go!
I have no idea what that was. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf, and a huge thanks to anyone who takes the time to send stuff to the podcast. Seriously, if the guys don't mention it on the show, it's probably because we here at the Bunker intercepted it for further study. Or they couldn't think of a dick joke about it. Now, go vote, and we'll see you next week.